Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for the Zivig with Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel and the Refuah Shleima Leliyahu Ben Sora, Leiloi Nishmas, Malkobas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Leliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Ha'isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Monreach. In our quest to always find new ways to strengthen our bitochay, I noticed something in the Sefer HaChinuch which I think could possibly be very helpful in terms of strengthening our bitochay. And he's speaking about the mitzvah of reading the special kriya that is read in the Beis HaMikdosh when they brought Bikurim. They brought Bikurim, the first fruits of the produce of the year, and brought in the Beis HaMikdosh as a korban. And the mitzvah was not just to bring these fruits, but to actually recite an entire recital focusing us on what's happening in the meaning. So the Chinuch says, he explains the inyan and the reason for this mitzvah. It's in the mitzvah of the Kriya Ala Bikurim, mitzvah Tof Reish Vov in the Sefer HaChinuch. He says like this, Mishrosha mitzvah, lefisha odo me'ira machshavoysov v'metzayu bilvobo ha'emes v'koyach divaytiv. A person awakens his thoughts and pictures in his heart the truth, the realities, through the power of speech. The power of speech has an enormous, an amazing ability to focus our hearts. Our hearts are basically very unfocused, and they pull and they think and they disperse in many directions. But when we speak, it focuses our heart on that which we're saying. Alkein, the heitiv elov Hashem Baruch Hu, when Hashem has done good to him, he blessed him and his land to be able to produce peros on his farm. And he was also privileged to be able to bring them to Yerushalayim, to bring the Bikurim. It's appropriate for him to awaken his heart with the words of his mouth, and to think. Everything comes from Hashem. That's what I'm thinking, because when I say this, then it forces me to think that everything comes from Hashem. And he should recite the kindness that Hashem has done for us and of all of Am Yisrael, all of the people of Kual Yisrael. Therefore, he starts talking about Yaakov Avinu, Shecholso Akil Miyad Lovan. Yaakov was saved from the clutches of Lovan, who wanted to destroy him. The Inyan Avedas HaMitzrim Boruv Asileinu Boruchu Miyodom. And the servitude that we did in Mitzrayim, and that Hashem saved us from them. The Achar HaShevach, Mivakesh Melefonov LaHasmid Abroch Olov. And after reciting these praises, he asks from Hashem that he should continue the bracha, they should continue to be able to have successful peyroit. And through the awakening of his nefesh, through the praises of Hashem and his goodness, he's becomes worthy, and his land and his produce will be blessed. And therefore we have this mitzvah Hashem gave us, ki chofetz chesed hu. Now, I think that we see here something very interesting. He does not say at the end that because we ask Hashem to help us, that's why we will have brocha in our fields. But he says rather, mitoich lehisirus nefesh b'shevach Hashem yisborach v'tuvay. Because we have awakened, through the speech that we made, we have awakened our hearts to recognize the good of Hashem, the praises of Hashem, the goodness, the kindness that he does to us. And that is why we're going to be privileged and worthy of Hashem's brocha. So the worthiness of Hashem's brocha as a result, we're asking for that bracha in our tefillah, in our prayers. But the worthiness comes not from the recital of the prayer. The worthiness comes from the fact that we awakened our nefesh, we've awakened our hearts to appreciate all the chesed Hashem. And what did we do and how did we awaken our hearts? Not just by saying, oh, Hashem, you gave me these payers. I'm so thankful. You've given me such a banner crop this year, and I hope that you, I pray that you'll continue to give it to me for next year. That's not enough. We go all the way back to the Chesed Hashem with Lavan and Yaakov, and we remember all of the nisim that happened in Mitzrayim that Hashem took us, Me'avdus L'Cheirus. And basically he says even more, V'Yisapir Chasod of Yisborach Oleinu V'al Kol Amu Yisrael. And to tell all of the chesed that Hashem did for us and all of Am Yisrael Derech Klal, and specifically going back to Yaakov and going back to Mitzrayim. And then through this praise, we are privileged that Hashem will answer our heart's desire that we wish He should continue to grant us our benefit. So we see from here, I think, two things that are very relevant to Bitochen as well. Number one, that we have to truly feel and awaken our hearts, awaken the feeling of the appreciation of Hashem's chesed. It's not enough just, well, I know, yeah, Hashem does chesed, of course. And of course we know we want to have bitochen. Bitochen is built on recognition of Hashem's kindness. I've trusted in your chesed. I know the extent of your chesed. And therefore, your geli bibishua secho, I'm confident, I'm sure that I will rejoice in the Yeshua, the Bitochen. That's the statement of his Bitochen, that the Yeshua will definitely come. But it seems that the Ani b'chastuch obatachti has to be far more elaborate than we realized. It's not enough just to think, look, oh, Hashem did this for me. I had parnosa last month, I'll have it this month. I had parnosa last year, I'll have it this year. He helped me once here, I'll have it there. I had a refuah from this, I'll have another refuah of Ez Hashem. It's much more than that. It's much more than that. It goes to the extent where a person has to, in order to awaken that appreciation for Hashem's chesed, which is the foundation of our bitochen, that is the fundamental underpinning of our ability to trust Hashem, because we know the extent of His chesed, but it's not enough, the immediate chesed, it's not enough what He did to me. I have to go through as much as possible. And His language is very telling. His language says, Yisaper, I have to tell it, not just to think it, to say it out. This is what we do when we daven. We say Psukei Dezimra, we say Tehillim. All of this is His utterance of the heart. When we pay attention to the words that we're saying, awakening our hearts so we should feel more appreciation for Hashem's chesed. And in that merit, Hashem answers our tefillos. And in that, with that His utterance, we can rise to deeper and more sincere and more total levels of bitochen. But it isn't, again, just a minor b'chastuch obatachti. It's to know that HaKoyel Higia Olam Me'es Hashem, to appreciate that chesed, as HaPre Chasto Yisborach Oleinu Bal Kol Am Yisroel Derech Klal, the chasto on us, not just on Him, on us, and on all of Am Yisrael, and going back in our history to Yaakov and Lavan, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'chulei, v'chulei. And that is what we need to awaken our hearts. So I think the lesson here would be that it's extremely important for us to develop this bitochen to the schus, maybe, of the old bitochen. It seems it's the schus here of the tefillah rather than the tefillah itself. And certainly the power to awaken the heart, to appreciate the Chesed Hashem, is no simple task. It requires speech, requires pronouncing it, it requires saying it to focus it, and it requires a panorama from Briyas Ha'olam of Olam Chesed Yibonei. It doesn't go that far back. The Chinuch, but he says everything that's done to us and to all Klal Yisrael, and going on again and again. And the more that we can review and recite the Chesed Hashem and therefore focus our hearts to appreciate Hashem's kindness, it's to that degree that we will be able to feel and awaken our hearts in terms of the appreciation and the reliance on Hashem's kindness. And that, of course, will be a koyach that enables us to enhance our bitochon, and that will also be a schus that enables our tefillos and our bitochon to be answered and to be granted. So I think that's a very, very important concept to keep in mind. And, you know, we really do so much which could be helpful in this. We make so many brochas every day. The Mea brochas, the Birchas HaNenin, the Birchas HaShachar, the Birchas HaTriro, the Birchas HaMozei. All of these are focusing us on Hashem's chesed. We say the Psukim de Zimra, so many Psukim there that talk about Hashem's chesed, that inspire this Yisoyrus through saying the words. And of course, the words that we don't pay attention to do not have that effect. It's saying the words and understanding what we're saying, which today has become relatively easy with all of the translations and the Meforshim and the commentaries and so forth. So it's that understanding and appreciating that. And we, Psukei Zimra, we do that further in the Gemara. And Ishwara Esrei, the tefillah is built of Shevach, Bakosha, Voidor, praise of Hashem, request, and thanks. And even in the request, on each request, we recite a Baruch Atah Hashem, Chayin Hados, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Chayin Am Yisrael. At each one, there's praise built in to every request, and every request, therefore, allows us, the Nusach of the Tefillah, allows us to focus our hearts on the Chesed Hashem that He does constantly. He's the Roifei Chayin, not that He does one refuah. That's His job, that's His essence. He's Roifei Chole Amo Yisrael. From the very beginning, He's the healer of Amo Yisrael. And that realization, He's the Goel Yisrael. He's the Mchenin Hadoas. He's the Shoimei Atfilo. And this recital of these praises focuses the heart and awakens the heart to the appreciation of these praises. And then we end up with a schus, with a tremendous hisoirus in Hashem's kindness, and even a schus that helps us. And this, I think, can be a very realistic and potent formula in developing bitochon b'Hashem. So I think that we should begin to connect everything that we say and everything that we do. The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We focus on Yetzias Mitzrayim that enables us to appreciate the Chesed Hashem more. We recite every day, we focus on the Kriyas Yam Suf, again, to appreciate Hashem more. We say the Baruch HaZones HaKoyel HaZones HaOylam, who's Noisei Lechem L'chol Bosor Ki L'Oylam Chastoy. An opportunity to, through the words and paying attention to them, to bring out those ideas, to bring out that, to awaken those feelings of appreciation for all of the kindness that Hashem does for us. And that, of course, can make all the difference in the strength of appreciation of our Chesed Hashem and the schus that we have to be answered. Good evening to all. Kol Tuf.